بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Through the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak ta'ala gave the people of this ummah many spiritual weapons which are very light to carry, very light on the tongue, very heavy on the scales. Normally we hear the final hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Kalimatan, Habibatan, Ilar Rahman, Khafifatan, Alal Lisan. They are those two phrases which are so light on the tongue. Thaqeelatan fil mizan. But how heavy on the scale. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi. Subhanallahi al-azim. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described how heavy they are when he said that it will fill the space between the heavens and the earth once. Subhanallah. Meaning that amount of reward, if you put it on the scale, that's what you will find. So very light. Sometimes when something is very light, then we start thinking it got no value. But we all know that once upon a time you needed the kings of the past. If they had a lot of wealth, Allah Tabarakallah speaks of Qarun. كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَخَى عَلَيْهِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. We had given him such treasures that just carrying the keys of the treasures, he had a different group. A group to carry the keys. In the past, if you had a lot of wealth, it was heavy. People never understood how can you have lot and it's light. But then when the card was created, nowadays that man got that very light card. That card got billions in it. But very heavy, but very light. The only thing is that man remembers wherever I go, I must make sure I take my card. Because if you don't have your card, you are bankrupt. You don't need weight, but you need something of value. That value got all the weight in it. But you lose that, you lost. We were also blessed with certain things which are extremely powerful. But because we can't feel the weight on it, so sometimes you started thinking there's no real power behind us. And although we understood a lot of times that there's a lot of reward in it, but our nature is such that when we hear the word reward, it's different. When we hear the word cash, it's different. If someone says they're going to have a dawat after the bayan, you'll see extra 50 people pitch up. But if there's no food, then the person says like dry dawat. That we like to see something because it's like you can feel it. Reward, everyone says that I did little bit already, I'm sure I'll get my Jannah. People want power. Because of that, when you tell someone, read Quran and you will be the most powerful man in the world, for him he understands Quran is, I'll get Lord Sawab. Because he doesn't see the power of Quran, how it breaks through darkness, how it breaks all magic around him, how it breaks magic far from him, on all sides of him. How it goes up to the heavens and it shines. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one man reading Quran on earth, it shines to the inhabitants of the heavens, like how the stars shine to the people of the earth. One person, what a light is made. What a light. So the power I'm going to just mention to you now is what is called the power of saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's very light. And the day of Friday is the day where Allah Tabarak Tala has kept a certain power on Friday. There's a certain, what they call it, like you'll have like, I don't know what they call, Black Friday. So you'll see a person wants to buy a fridge, freezer, oven. So why are you not buying it? I'm waiting for Black Friday. Because Black Friday is the day where things are like extra cheap. I don't know how cheap it is because last year I asked someone, say a big lie. That 1 week before they put up everyone's price, and Black Friday they just drop the price.
So everyone bought. No one saw it. 2 weeks ago, same price it was. They waited for the same price. We got a Fatan Friday, and we don't have it once a year. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that every, from the three that linked up to Almighty Allah through Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, all of them were told, take one day special for the worship of Allah. Special. That's why you'll hear, up till today you'll hear that the Jews got their day. The Christians got their day, that's the day for the church. The Jews' day for the church. And he says the Muslims also had to take one day. We had the last choice. Meaning you had three slots. Any three could have been taken. Friday, Saturday, Sunday was the days that in the ending got chosen. From those 3 days, there was one day in which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala put a certain power. One day. But that was left hidden. And the decision had to be made. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is an honor for this ummah made it. That although we made the last choice, meaning we made no choice. It was that only day now. He says, the honor of this ummah was that the other two did not choose Friday. And he explained in other narrations, on a Friday there's a certain time where any servant is found standing in front of Allah, putting a request forward, a dua forward, it will break through all barriers. It was known to the people of the past also. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anh, he was a Christian, very high priest before Islam. He himself used to say, so it means even the Christians knew it, that their day was a different day for the church. But they also knew that on the day of Friday, there's a certain time that whatever worship is put in that point just flies. He himself would say, I search for it between Asr and Maghrib. He himself would say, so even the Christians on Friday, how the world's supposed to be, although it's not anymore. You need one day for worship and the day after it for rest. So example, if Sunday is your day, then it's supposed to be Sunday is your day of worship. And because you worship on Sunday, and normally from people from far out, not today where we got cars, people from far out will come to the city, will come to the big churches, worship on Sunday. So it means Monday you have to have a rest day. So you need Sunday and Monday. If your day of worship is Saturday, then it means Saturday you will worship and Sunday is your day of rest. If your day is Friday, then it means Friday you will worship and Saturday is your day of rest and Sunday you're supposed to start your week again. Now I want you to think about our week. That who made our week now? Who benefits the most in the manner that it was laid out? So you will see the Jew, the Christian, he's always smiling because he thinks he scored but he never scores. He won't score here, he won't score there. In this world he has to fight for the Jew, and when he loses the battle he has to run also. The Jew laughs behind the scene. Poor Christian, whether it's America, whether it's England, they get the bashing, they get the criticism, they don't know why they fought the war, they don't know why they lost the war. That's there. They lost it here, they lost it there. They don't know why. They're so happy, they say that the week is our week. You say, why? You say, because Sunday is our day of the church. So it's a very amazing day of the church you got, because Sunday is everyone's holiday. It's only unfortunately you on your holiday supposed to wake up and go to church. Church is not the holiday. The holiday is supposed to come the day after the day of worship. Because you're supposed to worship so much that the night you're tired. So the next day you tell your family, tomorrow one day rest. Then we start. So they lost. Although they thought they won. That's why they don't go to church. The Jews, this is the Jews' week. He made the whole world give them Saturday, so they don't work on that Saturday. And Sunday is the day of rest. Sunday is the day. In this week that we got, the Muslim lost out the most. Because Friday they kept it as a business day also. So we couldn't even get worship on a Friday, and you can't get any rest on a Saturday. But Allah Tabarakala made it even within, that's why if you want to know a real, in the Arabic language, the day of Sunday is called Al-Ahad, the first day. First day means my week starts on Sunday. Al-Ahad. Monday is called Ithnain, the second day. Third day. So we already started a week on a funny thing, like we started it on day two. As for day one, it's like, I was sleeping. We missed the first day. But the real is, that's why in the many of the Islamic countries, until recent, the law was, from Thursday, Maghrib, everything would start. And all the people would start coming towards the main cities to spend the day of Jumu'ah. Everyone wouldn't go 10 minutes before the khutbah. From Thursday night, people would start. They would come to the masajid. Many of them would sleep in the masjid. From after Fajr, there was no going to sleep. If you ever were in the haram, you'll understand why you can't go to sleep. Because if you're going to wake up, there's no place for you in the masjid after that. If you want to take a ghusl, there's no place for you. Eid day, if you're there in the haram, you will stay there from the time you're there because you can't go nowhere. In the past, it was that. And the masjid would be packed. And people would be worshipping Almighty Allah from the morning. From the morning. After Jummah, it would be that the worship of the day of Jummah has been done. So much. Then the people would start now packing up and start making their journey back home. By the time you come home, you're so tired, so exhausted, so Saturday was your one day where everything is cut. Now you're resting, getting your power back, and Sunday you would start. They broke our week to make sure that we don't find that time in Jummah. Almighty Allah's kindness for the Ummah, He never make it that you have to be in the masjid for 3 hours to find it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, search for the time. Ulama explained and how they explained, looking at different indications. It is a time that just comes on a Friday. Sometimes it comes between the time of Asr and Maghrib. And Allah made it that by that time people come to the masjid. Sometimes it comes between the two khutbahs of the imam, who's not here at that time. At that time, in your heart, you make one thought to Almighty Allah, one dua, and you can see miracles happening between the two khutbahs. Between the two khutbahs. How short, but how much. Sometimes it comes just after the salah, because the work is done. You came for the Jummah, so good, what you want. Sometimes it comes before, on the day of Jummah, wherever you can think of any good, then think of it. The one I'm going to mention to you now in the next 5 minutes, inshallah, or 10 minutes is, during the day of Jummah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the power of Jummah, he also said that remember your salam is presented to me, meaning your greetings. On the day of Jummah, exert yourself in sending to me. Every day it's presented. But there was something of the day of Jummah. It's called, you want to give a gift. Then normally if you give a gift, it's appreciated. But if you are able to put it in a nice cover, it's appreciated even more. Today sometimes when people give us gifts, that gift cover is more expensive than the gift itself. The gift cover is more. That the woman at the house, you'll see they'll cut that thing nicely. What you're doing? Say, I'm saving the gift cover. You know how expensive this thing is. As for the gift inside, some kajur, we eat it one time, it's gone. But that cover, they paid 50 rand for it. Just the cover. On the day of Jummah, although our tongue is very dirty, that salam that's presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets a different flavor. It gets a different color. When it is presented in such a unique manner, that the result or the reply to it has to be also so unique. It is called hadiyah for hadiyah. The woman of the past, when their son was getting married, I don't know, today, I'm sure today, things never change with women. When their child was getting married, whoever would send hadiyah, they would write it down. Who and what? And they would remember for 5 years. So when that one's son is getting married, number one, she never invited us. So don't think of inviting her. That's out. Cut. 5 years. Second thing, what she sent, she's going to get back. That one sent something small. It's written everything like. South Africa at the moment, SARS wants to catch Lord people, but they never thought of this. Alhamdulillah, up till now. Use a woman, she'll catch all the men. They are masters when it comes to money. Masters. How they remember who gave. Hadiah for hadiah, the lawyers. How you give a gift, you must receive a gift. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the best of paybacks. He is the best of paybacks. How he receives a gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when your salam is made, an angel will mention to me your name and the name of your father. He said, I will reply and I will make a dua for you. I will reply and I will make a dua for you. If on the day of Jummah, a father makes his son read only 100 times sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only 100. He'll know that on the day of Jummah, my son was blessed with 100 du'as from the greatest of people who makes du'a. 100 du'as. Yesterday, last night, one person said to me, that one boy is finishing Hifz, the Sunday. Hifz. So he says, how he? He said, his father said, let's just go to Azadville. Because he heard of the one program, it was in Ramadan. His son is young, he told his son that you can play outside, but I'm sitting for the program. We're leaving after the Jummah Salah. It happened that the boy sat for the program, whatever his age was, 10 years old. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, after the program, as he meets children and other people, he gives them badam. He normally puts one badam, he says one badam. One salam, one badam, no bubble gum. One salam, one badam, no bubble gum. My brother Imran, his son, children love bubble gum. All of them. All of them. So the small son came. So he said, one salam, one badam, no bubble gum. And the boy took the badam. Now he went home. And he told his father, my brother, that I promise. He never promised, but he took the bubble gum. He took the badam, so it means like business. You take the badam, it means no bubble gum. He said, I promised Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, I can't eat bubble gum. Now, his sisters, they all told him, you made your promise, we made no promise. They also took, from him they took it. They up till now, still eating the bubble gum. And that poor boy, when he sees them, he like, you say, can't you help him? They don't want to help him. But no help. Who told you make big promises? He has not eaten bubble gum from that day. He hasn't eaten. We understood like what a child he is like. For him, how truthful he was. He took that badam. We all took the badam. And we all said, yeah, inshallah. He took that badam. I said, no bubble gum. So that child, Hazrat Maulana asked him, what you want? Like, what dua you want? So the boy said, make dua, I become hafiz of Quran, something like that. And Hazrat Maulana said, Allah make you hafiz of Quran. So the boy went home with his father. At home, he said, Daddy, I want to become hafiz of Quran. There, there. So the mother and father were amazed. So his father said, you know what you're talking like? You sure you want to become like? It's a hard. The boy said, I want to come. They took him to Freyhead. So he's finishing his hifz on Sunday. And the person who told me this, he said, and the boy also said, I'm scared if I come back home, I will get caught in the world. So I want to become an alim now. One dua. One dua in Ramadan. How it broke the world. 100 duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a Friday. And it surrounds your son. Well, he not got protected after that. His mind will get made. His body will get made. I was in Petersburg, one person came, one boy in the school. He looked so young and
So modern, this boy. So modern. So he met me, he said, you remember me. Normally they always tell me, remember me. I can't remember anyone anymore. I would never understand. When I was young, my memory was good. So I used to hear Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib saying that, you know, when we get old, Hazrat Maulana would say, I don't say this still, but Hazrat Maulana would say, you know, my memory at the moment is such, joking, but he would say, sometimes I wake up, and I say, Bibi, what's your name? Like, I forgot her name also, and I don't think that, hopefully. Me, I'm not like that, but I can't remember now. So many people, so everyone meets me, you say, you remember me, like, where are we going to remember now? But he said, you remember me, last time you came here. I said, when I came here? He said, 3 years or 2 years ago, I said. He said, last time when I came, I asked you that I got a very weak mind. And I don't pass my exams. So then he said, but then you gave me something to read, like, and alhamdulillah, from there I've never failed one exam. I couldn't remember, so I had to ask him, like, what I told you to read. Like, I don't know. So he told me, you told me to read before my exam and after 3 times Durood Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. What we read in our salah. 3 times before, 3 times after. He said, I have never failed one exam after that. So I got happy. I told him, may Allah make it, you never fail any exam. Right? If the person's work of this world can get done just with 3 and 3. The poet says, وَمُنْذُ أَلْزَمْتُ أَفْكَارِي مَدَائِحَهُ. From the time I started thinking of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَجَدْتُهُ لِخَلَاصِي خَيْرَ مُلْتَزَمِي. I found him as the key to all my problems, the best thing to hold on to. I just think of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then I found this problem opened up. That problem opened up. Every problem opened up. So it is not only thawab in this. It is a key to power. You want divine protection. You want a spiritual power. You want a unique dua. The poet then says, "Kam abra'at wasiban bil lamsi rahatuhu wa atlaqat ariban min ribqatil limami." How many sick people I found as soon as they touched his mubarak hand, they got better. And not only speaking of that time. The poet came years after Rasulullah. How many physical sick people? How many spiritual sick people? وَأَطْلَقَتْ أَرِبْ. How many people I found they were caught in the chain of the devil. And they touched his Mubarak blessed palm and the chains opened up. So that individual who is found that he's stuck in this world, who's addicted to this world, who fears he can get addicted in the world, pull the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam around you and your family. If you put on brights, the dark road in front becomes light. You don't need a very heavy generator to bring light. Very light it is. It is called sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is called Durood Ibrahim. It is called jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. May Allah reward Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a reward of which he is deserving. I told you, hadiyah for hadiyah. What a dua you made. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you'll say it one time. Like we said, I did, what a dua I made. Like sometimes you go to someone's house and he says, what a dua, Mawlana, jazakallah. What a dua. But if you tell him, now you pay back for the dua, what is the message? He'll say, ameen. Like, or he'll say, and for you the same. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you say it one time, jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah reward Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a reward which he is deserving of. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 70 angels for 1,000 days will continue writing for you your reward. Meaning you will get a gift which is much heavier. You put 5 rand in the account of the rich person. He doesn't know what 5 rand is. So when he pays back, he pays 5 with a lot of zeros. Hadiyah to hadiyah, you will get unique hadaya back. think of Rasulullah SAW and our life will change. The chains will open up. Everything will happen. Ask your child that you are going to school. You want the phone. You want this gadget.